the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The reading of the third Sunday of the blessed month of Kiah is about the blessed visit of Saint Mary to Elizabeth. And in this blessed visit, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, we read, "And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit." So in this blessed visit, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and also John the Baptist, he was filled with the Holy Spirit in the fulfillment of what said by Archangel Gabriel to his father Zacharias, and he will also be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. The same chapter, chapter 1 of the Gospel of St. Luke, in verse 67, we read, "Now his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed is the Lord God of Israel." Therefore, I wish to speak to you about the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. We have many examples of the work of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament. Firstly, creation. We read in Genesis 1:2, "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters." In Psalm 104, verse 30, "You send forth your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth." The Holy Spirit also worked in the prophets, and the writers of the books of the Old Testament, as it is written in the second letter of St. Peter, verse 1, as it is written in the second letter of St. Peter, chapter 1, verse 21, "For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." Therefore, as St. Stephen mentioned, the resistance to the work of the prophets was a resistance to the Holy Spirit. St. Stephen, in his sermon, he said, "You always resist the Holy Spirit as your father did, so do you. Which of the prophets did your father not persecute?" Persecution of prophets is considered a resistance to the Holy Spirit who worked in them. Leadership. The leaders of the Old Testament were filled with the Holy Spirit. We have many examples, like the 70 elders. The Lord God asked Moses to choose 70 elders to help him. And we read in the book of Numbers, chapter 11, 17 and 18, "Gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel. Bring them to the tabernacle of meeting, that they may stand there with you. Then I will come down and talk with you there. I will take of the Spirit that is upon you, and I will put the same upon them, and they shall bear the burden of the people with you, that you may not bear it yourself alone." The Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to Moses, and took the Spirit that was upon him and placed the same upon the 70 elders, and they prophesied, as we read in Numbers 11, 24 and 25. Joshua, the son of Nun, he also was chosen as a leader to lead the people after Moses, but the Holy Spirit came on him in a different way. Moses took Joshua and set him before Eleazar, the priest, and before all the congregation, and he laid his hands on him and inaugurated him just as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses. And In Numbers 27:18, it is mentioned about Joshua, a man in whom is the Spirit. Saul, he also received the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit came directly on him. And after Saul met a group of prophets, then the Spirit of God came upon him and he prophesied among them. David received the Holy Spirit by anointing him by Samuel. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. Samson, one of the judges of Israel, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him, as it is mentioned in Judges 13:25. The priests in the Old Testament, they also were anointed with the holy oil. The Lord God ordered Moses in Exodus 30:30, "And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons and sanctify them, that they may minister to me as priests." Not only the leaders, but also the holy things, the things which to be used in worshiping God, the tabernacle of meeting, the ark of testimonies, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offerings with all its utensils, and the laver and its base, the Lord God ordered Moses, "You shall sanctify them, that they may be most holy." Exodus 30:25-39. Bezalel, the man who was chosen to make the holy things to be used in the worship of God, also was filled with the Holy Spirit. The Lord God said about him, "I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, and all manner of workmanship, to design artistic works, to work in gold and silver and in bronze," as it is mentioned in Exodus 31:4. From all these examples, we can identify many ways in which the Holy Spirit came on people in the Old Testament. One way is God took the Spirit from Moses and put the same Spirit on the 70. Second way, that is by laying on hands, as in the example of Joshua, the son of Nun. Third way is the Holy Spirit came by anointing them by the holy oil, like in case of Aaron and his sons, in case of David. And fourth way, that is the Holy Spirit came directly, like in the case of the prophets. The Spirit came upon them and they prophesied and wrote the scripture, the holy books. Case of Saul, the Spirit came upon him. In case of Samson, the Spirit moved upon him. In case of Bezalel, he was filled with the Spirit. You may ask, what are the differences between the coming of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament and in the New Testament? We can mention at least three differences. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came on individuals, the 70 elders, Joshua, David, and so on. But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has come on every believer. After the baptism, every believer to be anointed with the Holy Mayron, to be the temple of the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came temporarily, like in case of Saul. The Holy Spirit came on him, but when he disobeyed God, the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in us, that we be the temple of the Holy Spirit permanently dwelling in us. Even when we commit sins, the Holy Spirit does not depart from us, but guides us to repent. Thirdly, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came for a specific work, for a leader, for a person to be able to make the holy things, to be a king, to be a priest, and so on. But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit has come to dwell in us and to sanctify us, to sanctify our bodies, our spirits, and our souls. May the Holy Spirit to continuously work on us, that is, we bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit in our life, and the glory be to God now and forever. Amen.